Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the ninth week after the Sunday of Trinity, Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 16 through 23. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke chapter 16, verse 8. The sons of this world are wiser in their own generation than the sons of light. To understand the story in this week's gospel correctly, consider St. Paul's statement from Romans 5:14, Adam was a type of the one who was to come. Adam was a type of Christ. How can the apostle compare Adam with Christ when Adam brought sin and death upon us and Christ has brought us righteousness and life? St. Paul compares Adam with Christ in respect to origin and race, not in regard to fruit and work. Adam is the origin and head of all sinners, whereas Christ is the origin and head of all saints. We have inherited nothing else from Adam but sin, condemnation, and our eternal curse. From Christ, however, we have obtained righteousness and salvation. You cannot make these two extremes agree, for sin is punishable and righteousness is praiseworthy. But in respect to origin, there is a comparison. Even as sin and death have penetrated to all men through Adam, so through Christ, righteousness and life have become available for all men. So in the gospel, Christ compares the unrighteous man with the righteous man. As the unrighteous man acts shrewdly with his unrighteousness and villainy, so we should act wisely in matters of justice and piety. This is the point of the comparison, as Jesus himself explains when he says, "The sons of this world are wiser in their own generation than the sons of light." The sons of light should learn prudence from the sons of darkness or the world. Even as they are clever in all their doings, so also should the sons of light be clever in their doings. That is also why Christ adds the words in their own generation. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, it is your will that we should be just as wise and prudent in regard to what is good as unbelieving men are in regard to what is evil. Establish us in everything that is good, that we always prove ourselves your wise and prudent followers through Jesus Christ, in whom you have given us all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.